When the Czech Republic joined the European Union on May 1, 2004, the doors to European structural funds opened. The money allotted to the Czech Republic for projects in the 2004 to 2006 period stands at nearly 457 million euros, or roughly 14.5 billion Czech crowns. No small potatoes. One of the key elements of Brussels' strategy is to promote lifelong learning in order to increase citizens' chances of employment. In concrete terms, the political aim of the European Union is to eliminate marked economic and social differences within individual regions of the European Union. One of the 8 so-called 1.1 European Social Funds projects in the Central Bohemian region, that is, those which promote the politics of active employment, the Benešov ESF school runs a 6-month requalification program for 10 people who are currently unemployed. Libor Hubáček, one of the project's initiators, explains how he and his partner learned of the European Social Funds and why such a program seemed suitable for the Benešov region.
We learned about the European Structure Funds from TV and daily press, but detailed information is available only on internet. So I mean websites of responsible ministers. Minister of Labor, Social Affairs, Minister of Education, Youth and Sports.
You're a young lawyer who practices in Benešov. Why did you decide to commit your time and energy to putting together this project proposal for the European Structural Funds school?
So me and my colleague closely cooperate with local Chamber of Commerce and especially with Mr. Karviansky. And the local Chamber of Commerce decided to bring money from the EU to Benešov region. With cooperation with unemployment office and members of Chamber of Commerce, we decided, prepared and built up the project.
And what was your role in designing the project?
So originally, I'm a lawyer, as you said. So I'm specialized in this area of education. So I teach the law minimum of the participant of the course.
The European Union places specific stress on human resources development in its programs, and Lukáš Hlavnička, another of the Benešov ESF school's administrators, explains how his team decided on the content of courses on offer.
The content of the project comes from the situation in the labor market here in the area. It means we had some discussions, or we had quite many discussions with potential employees, and we designed the project according to their demands. It means the people, the participants, are trained in fields like management, marketing, economics, legal minimum, things like that. Because, you know, people with business knowledge are generally sought after nowadays. And as my colleague said, legal minimum is also important for them. Management, economics, those are disciplines that are demanded by the potential employees.
The minimum requirement for participants in the program is secondary school graduation and registration at the unemployment office in Benešov. Vladimir Kravianski, the chairman of the Benešov Chamber of Commerce and the Benešov ESF school principal, explains how the Benešov ESF school originated and the concepts behind the specific 6-month program.
The whole program started because of the need to hire qualified people for our members. There is a need to have people which have a little bit more knowledge. More knowledge as far as the need for a particular company to have already a finished marketing person, already a finished person for a management position. And schools do teach these type of things, but it's not a reality. They don't have the experience.
Can you give me some concrete examples of companies in the Benešov region that belong to your Chamber of Commerce who are looking for people with these specific qualifications that the ESF school is training them for?
Well, very particular is, for example, a company which is based on advertising. Advertising is relatively new because in the post-communist countries, as we know, advertising wasn't the dominant part of a company. Since we have a company which is specializing only in that, then we have a need to teach people how to be able to sell and how to promote certain things.
Now, the first round of the program runs for 6 months. I understand that its first round is due to end at the end of March. What's the next step for these 10 young people who have taken the six-month course?
Well, first of all, we have set up individual days when the owners of the companies will come in and talk to the people. They will then try to choose the best person for a particular job. We are hoping, since the program is new, that there is going to be a demand for these people. We don't know that yet because we haven't finished it yet. But I already have a couple of companies which shown a very keen interest. So at the end of the program, we think that some of those people will be automatically employed, but it's a part of mutual agreement.
Now, the program itself, coming from the side of Brussels, must have specific requirements in terms of its success rate. There are 10 people taking the six-month course. What are the requirements from the European Union in terms of placement after they graduate?
Well, definitely the minimum placement is 2 people from the 10. We would like that to be much higher. Again, I have to stress, because the program is not finished, we don't know how many people will be placed. I'm hoping that that number will be much higher. So we'll just have to wait and see.
If you're keen to share at this stage, what are some of the key problems in the running of the school itself?
Well, I would say the setup, there seems to be a lot of paperwork. That is one thing. Most likely the administrators of the program have already said that, because they have to fight with a lot of paperwork. One thing which I think the program has lacked, where we have a little bit of a problem, is that the instructors are not being paid accordingly. Since my idea originally was to create a program which is much higher than, let's say, any schooling system, I wanted to have a feel of a company, feel of those people, gaining more psychological aspects of what the company is about, how they should even dress, how they should behave, how they should talk to other people. That is something which a school usually does not teach. That is, seems to be a new trend. Now, in order to get a good instructor who knows how to teach this, he is not going to be paid equivalent 12 euros an hour. He's going to be paid a lot more. And this program does not allow that. And that seems to be one major aspect which I think is a problem.
Is there some hope that that will be altered or changed in the next run?
We don't know. We don't know. That seems to be in stars. We are talking about it. We had different requirements for the program originally when we started, but that was one aspect where they cut down on our requirements. And I think that seems to be the wrong place to cut certain funds.
With little more than a month left before students in the requalification course take their final exam and re-enter the workforce, Vladimir Kravyansky sees reason to be optimistic about the ESF school's prospects.
I'm hoping that it's going to be very successful, and I'm hoping to maybe add to this program another type of program. One thing which, again, it seems to be a problem, a lot of people are asking to learn English because English is based in European Union as one of the major languages or official language. We were not allowed to teach English, which, again, seems to be a problem, which we're working on. So we'll see if maybe in future this is going to be changed.
So despite the bureaucratic obstacles, European Social Funds programs are making an impact in the Czech Republic, and the Benešov School's innovative approach only enhances Brussels' original intention.